Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawa. Today is Thursday, February 17th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Relating with the Known. Our text is taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 10. That I may know Him, and the power of His resurrection, and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. Pastor Chris says, the word know in our underlined portion above is the Greek ginosko. Here the Apostle Paul alludes to knowing God like a discovery that you make, like when we say, discover Jesus. That kind of knowledge only comes with revelation. As you study the scriptures, God reveals certain things to you. And then, when you're praying, there's more knowledge of God that is imparted into your spirit. All of this works out by revelation. However, in the 8th verse, he shows us another kind of knowledge. He says, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. This time, he's talking about gnosis, that's in Greek. He's dealing here with what you may call scientific knowledge, a finding out. But he reveals yet another kind of knowledge in Philippians chapter 1 verse 9. Paul says, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. The word knowledge here is the Greek epignosis. Epignosis is the knowledge that relates with that which is known. It's accurate, full, and precise knowledge of God, resulting in a well-seasoned life. This kind of knowledge is knowledge by relationship. It's not just about receiving revelation or what you discovered through study. At this point, you're relating with that which has been revealed and dealing with actual knowledge. When you don't have this knowledge, things look like speculation to you. Even your prayer may be like trial and error. But when you know and relate with the one that answers the prayers, things are different. You're confident and excited to pray. It's about your knowledge of the one to whom you pray. When you function in this revelation in prayer, you're only about one thing, praying the will of the Father, carrying out the Father's will in the earth. Those who don't know the word easily get overwhelmed by circumstances and defeated by the crises of life. You've got to give more attention to the word and grow in the epignosis of God. Hallelujah. Please take this prayer with me. Dear Father, thank you for the blessedness of your word, by which you continually grant me divine insight into deep and intricate things of life and the supernatural. I yield myself to knowledge through a voracious appetite for the word. I have accurate, full, and precise knowledge of God, resulting in a well-seasoned life. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, Proverbs chapter 11, verse 9, and Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10 from the Amplified Version. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, you've got to give more attention to the word and grow in the epignosis of God. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.